GM, how's everybody doing today? Are we survived? Is everybody okay?
GM, sir, I'm bleeding.
Bleeding. Bloody time. The market gives and the market takes away.
Barely surviving over here.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Sheesh. Let's get JG up here. I want to hear his commentary on the current macro environment.
Oh, you know, I just love selling the local bottom per the course.
you're assuming that that's the local bottom.
Well, whatever, you know, until it's not, I still feel like.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, oh man, this pressure's starting to get a little too much. I'm gonna sell a little bit, and they went right back up. I was like, these motherfuckers.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what, sentiment feels like all time low. It feels like last summer, fall, like deep bear, you know, whale was under a penny. Like that's what it feels like sentiment wise, you know, and I think that's the case for a lot of alts. You know, the tricky thing is that BTC just broke down. It just broke down yesterday. It just broke 60K. And, you know, I don't know if it's going to reclaim it or not. We'll see. Right. We'll see if it reclaims it or not. But if it doesn't and continue, and kind of breaks that support, it's going to go back to the low 50s. The problem is, and that's fine, right? That's Bitcoin. The problem is that a lot of alts already feel bottomed, you know. I mean, geez, like look at Osmosis, look at Kujira, you know. I mean, especially the Cosmos alts have already just been slaughtered. You know, so I don't know what a continuation down for Bitcoin does to, all these alts that have already taken quite a beating, us included, right? Us included. But that being said, it does, you know, sentiment does feel like all time low. It feels like sellers are exhausted. You know, I mean, stuff is ridiculously cheap right now. You know, you just got to stay positive, right? You got to stay positive. We're post halvening. We're right. You know, there's institutional demand for Bitcoin. You know, I mean, there's a lot of tailwinds, right? There's a lot of tailwinds. It's just tough. I mean, it's tough for everybody. These last couple months, it's not even been a slow bleed. It's been a fast bleed, right? It's been a fast bleed out, but that's lasted for 3 months now. So, I'm ready for some positive price action. I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready. I'm ready for a reversal here.
Hey, you know, I mean, we did have 7 green months in a row. I mean, I don't even think that's ever happened before. And this shakeout after the halving, I mean, this is a normal pattern. And to be honest, we're supposed to actually hit the 55,000 mark. That's like per like the metric. If you look at every other halving year, we do this every year. This is nothing new. This is, you know, This is like your last buying opportunity before the run up if the patterns hold true.
Yeah, it shouldn't surprise anybody, right? These pullbacks are normal, right? A 30% pullback in Bitcoin is normal. It's just I think more really the pain is what we've seen happen with the alts, right? you know, that's where the pain has been. You know, if you're all in on you know, on Cosmos altcoins, you've been feeling some pain. Pain the last couple months.
Yeah, it hurts. If you were a smart investor and you kept some cash on the side, you're loving this. And if you're an all-in guy, you're regretting not taking some cash off.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Anyways, you know, here's hoping. It sure feels like we're finding a bottom, you know. I don't know that there's none of this financial advice, right? But I don't know how much lower we could possibly go, you know. This could be one of those. I mean, if you look back, just as a comparison, you look back to last fall, late summer and deep bear. That was, you know, whale at half a penny. Right. Like that was one heck of a buying opportunity. Right. Looking back, you know, if you have cash on the sidelines, if you got some ammo left, you know, this could be great entry time. Right. And I'm not just talking whale, you know, I think there's a lot of good buys out there. We have some cash on hand at Ophir DAO. So, you know, we're buying Kuji, you know, we're making some buys. I think it's just it's time to start DCAing in, right? That's where I'm at. Anyways, why don't you guys share the space, retweet it, do all that fun stuff, get the word out, do your shilling, shill for us. We got an exciting space here as usual. Plenty to go over, plenty to talk about. SenCom is on vacation, so he won't be joining us. So I will be your primary guide through today's call. But we got another banger as usual. So be sure to spread the word out there. We are recording. Hopefully we don't get rugged. We're on like 3 weeks in a row now where Twitter's rugged us. So hopefully we have smooth sailing today. All right. Ninja, you want to kick off? You want to light this firecracker for us?
Let's do it. Welcome to the weekly White Whale community call, everybody. If you're new to our community call, you can find all the critical information through the link tree and our Twitter profile. And we invite everybody to join our Discord and participate in the live discussion. The channel is called Community Calls. And without further ado, let's dive right into the market data. Sebastian hinted it a little bit ago. So whale price at 2 cents, market capitalization at 8.6 million. We have 18 followers less on Twitter, 5 more on Telegram, 4 people less in our Discord. Regarding the yield data, so amp whale tea, bone whale tea, still juicy, over 50%, osmosis bonding APR 61%, Mito vault 175%. And regarding the staking, restaking wars with Restake DAO, so 76% is now available for restaking Gash, and closely followed behind from a delegation perspective is actually Ophir. So Ophir is creeping up there. Maybe Sebastian can share a little bit more about their strategy. So that's a really interesting development. Restake also had like a little bit of a positive price action over the week, in contrary to the overall market. So that's pretty exciting to see. Let's like Sebastian said, retweet the spaces, get the word out there. And now I think we can start diving into the updates.
Yes, sir. Well, we might as well just start with Restake, because I think that's you know, that's a big one. That's where a lot of the action is right now, a lot of the kind of the fire is. And you know, it's exciting. I think our community is having a lot of fun with Restake. Projects and DAOs are beginning to see the potential and the power of Restake, even external projects, projects from other chains, projects from Terra and Juno and Luna Classic even are coming around. They're market buying Restake. They're trying to get in on the action. They're trying to whitelist tokens, right? XUSK was whitelisted. I mean, how many tokens were there whitelisted this week? And I see Mega Lunatic in the audience. If you want to come up here, sir, if you want to share anything, if you got something to say about Restake and any of the other kind of leaders that have emerged in the community, anyone in the Restake chat. But there were several assets whitelisted this week. I think Arboil was, XUSK was, Frog was, so there's just a lot of experimenting going on, right? There's a lot of throwing stuff at the wall and see what sticks, a lot of playing, a lot of different kind of cohorts and entities that are accumulating Restake and vying for position. Ophir DAO, like we're accumulating Restake, right? However we can. It's a fun game. So far it's a really fun game. We recognize that this is new, and we see the power and the potential of it, right? So what we're doing is we're going to double down on our winners, right? That's our plan. Just to let you guys know, at the foundation level, we are going to pour into Restake DAO and continue to kind of foster it. Now, what does that mean exactly, right? And by the way, just a reminder, currently, the best way, if you're a project, right, or if you're looking to get a bag of Restake, or if you're looking to, direct yield to a token, like if you want to play the game, the best way to accumulate Restake is still the final airdrop, right, which we're taking snapshots of every week, and that's by holding AMP or BWLT. Right. You hold AMP or BWLT again, which is yielding 55% or something like that. We're taking weekly snapshots. I think there's four remaining. So still a lot of meat left on the bone. Right. And by the way, holding AMP or BWLT results in direct buy pressure on whale, regular, consistent, direct buy pressure on whale. So not only are you growing your whale bag at 55%, you're contributing to direct buy pressure on the whale token. So you're accumulating whale like crazy. You're putting buy pressure on whale token, and you're farming Restake, right? And you're farming farming Sol and Eris as well, depending on which one you hold, right? So I would encourage everybody to get some AMP or BWLT, especially if you're trying to get Restake. But anyways, what our plan as the foundation, one, to pour into Restake DAO and to kind of foster it and continue its growth. One is to increase the allocation of yield that goes to it. So currently, right now, there's 5% of whale inflation, of Migaloo chain inflation, that is directed towards Restake DAO. We're gonna bump that. Right. And we're going to do so by folding some of the other assets in to Restake DAO. Right. But I think the next bump will probably be to 7.5%. And my goal is to get it to 10% at least. Right. So 10% of chain inflation is going to Restake DAO, let's say in the next couple months or something like that. So we're not going to wait too long on this. But the goal is to hit the gas and direct more chain inflation to Restake DAO, right? So that's one of the things that we're going to do. The next thing that we're going to do, and this is kind of fresh alpha for you, but we're already in internal discussions about building a bribing protocol, all right? A bribing sort of network, a bribing app on top of Restake. Okay. So very similar to the curve model. So what this means is that if you hold Restake token, you will actually be able to kind of auction it off, if you will, to the highest bidder. And you will be able to, accept bribes to direct your restake, you know, wherever the bids take it. Right. So this is another layer, right? This is another layer on top of Restake DAO. We think it'll make the games even more interesting, even more exciting. But we are, you know, that's already in process. And just by the initial looks of it, I don't think it's going to be crazy difficult, right? Now, I don't want to get ahead of myself and you know, write checks I can't cash here. But just from initial kind of research and architecture and initial discussions, you know, it doesn't seem like it's going to be a crazy, long, drawn-out thing. It should be something we could bang out relatively quickly, right? And that's the hope anyways. But in any case, we are working on, we are in the early stages of developing a bribing market to go on top of Restake DAO. Okay. So I wanted that to be said. So anyways, get your restake, right? Get your bag. Now really is the time to accumulate it. Get your AMP and BYLT. Get it however you can. It's also, don't forget, it's also listed on Fusion, right? So DAOs can OTC, you could do OTC deals for it, right? And we could kind of, the game's afoot, right? The game has begun. You know, and I'm really excited to see where this goes and how it develops and how it plays out, right? So, and don't forget, right? We also gave JG and Philip from Eris a bag, right? And they have Sol and Eris token coming out, so they're immediate players. There will be immediate players in the Restake Games. I think Restake Games is a better way to brand it than Restake Wars. We don't want to pit, you know, pit our ecosystem projects against each other too much, right? You know, but either way, it's afoot, right? So that's my spiel on Restake. I think that's, you know, and one more thing I'll say actually is the goal of Restake, right, is really to incentivize and attract other builders, other projects, other DAOs. Right. So for example, you know, we saw Frog this week. We've seen Lion DAO, right? There's projects on Juno that are talking about leveraging the system, you know, but basically it's to get other builders over, right? To get other builders and projects and DAOs over. And I think immediately we are seeing that take effect, right? So it's almost like a magnet. It's almost like a, you know, it's a carrot to draw even from other ecosystems, and that's fine. They can build their project on their ecosystem, like, you know, take USK or whatever it is, you know. We're not trying to steal the project, right? But it integrates and bolters our ecosystem, right, to draw these projects over and to draw these tokens over to Restake DAO. So And again, we're seeing that an immediate demand for that. All right, that's my spiel on Restake. Anybody have any comments? JG, you got anything to say about it? Again, Mega Lunatic, you want to come up? You're welcome to, or anybody else to have Restake talk. Ninja, if you got anything.
I mean, we're going to be utilizing it coming up for pretty much everything. Sol, the assets. We're going to have all these things hooked up. It's just about when, right? But that's our plan. We plan to definitely be using this yield to hyper incentivize our project's usage. I mean, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, you know, and then another layer that we didn't even talk about, right, is these tokens that now have this yield, this chain yield, right? LSTs can then be written and can be developed from the yield on the chain. Right. So, ooh, you know,
doesn't
so,
that make selling pressure on Whale, though?
It does.
I don't think I like that so much.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, we could get into that. Right. We get into that discussion. It's part of the game. Right. You know, again, you got to understand that it's like we're talking about 5 to 10% of the chain yield. Right. Or the chain inflation. typically chain inflation gets it's written off as sell pressure, right? That's why we work so hard and we take so many steps to kind of mitigate and become a deflationary and do all these buybacks, right? CENTCOM is always talking about we're net positive in that we're either burning or buying back more whale than the chain is inflating. Right. You know, so I think it is, you know, it's not my favorite either that it is sell pressure on whale. However, I think that it's a trade off that's worth doing, if that makes sense. But in any case, it's a fair discussion.
Block space for a little bit of emissions. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. We're filling blocks. Right. I mean, that's all this is. We're filling blocks and that's what we need to do. That's
right.
What it is. Right.
Mega Lunatic, the legend.
What do you got to say? Right. Yeah, well, first of all, I just want to say, you know, I'm quite heated about Restake. And the reason I am is because I think it's probably the most innovative project I've ever seen in crypto so far, right? The potential of it. And we've got a twofold problem in the sense that perhaps the liquidity on Migaloo, the White Whale DEX, is a bit thin in general as an overall play. And so although it's amazing to grow the pie and expand out to all these other projects, I'm of the opinion, and it's my opinion, that the biggest barrier we've faced with anything we've produced is the complexity of it, i.e. how simple is it for someone who's never been in crypto before to get involved, get a token on Migaloo or White Whale, and then get it into Restake. And the process is getting simpler, but that's why I've been keen to push projects that have got deep liquidity or are solely built on Migaloo, right? That's not to be putting on other projects and other chains, but the more you have to sort of bridge things and do whatever, that's through IBC, that's when it gets a bit more complicated for people to understand. I think XUSK is really smart because obviously, we can mint USK with whale, so there's not some sell pressure up straight away for it. So things like that are smart. And Coogee is a huge ecosystem, And if we're going to go that route, that's great. Also, tokens that have got huge volumes on other chains from us, I think they're great. They're great plays. We've got Lab, and also things like Sin when it launches. I think that's going to be huge because the sort of trading activity on Injective is bigger. It's got more people, than other ecosystems. But also, I think they're gonna love NFTFi over there. So, in regards to the sell pressure, it was something I said in the group. The contract itself, that gets the 5%, and it's the derivatives within the contract that that split how much of that weighting they get. Yeah, it's the same on Terra. It's the contract that gets it, and then the weightings are divvied out to whatever's involved, right? So even though it's sell pressure, in inverted commas, I think it works out roughly, don't quote me, about 4 to 6,000 whale a day, somewhere in that region. And we're quite fortunate in the sense that collectively across our DEXs, normally we buy back more than that. So I wouldn't worry about the sell pressure from this contract. Yeah, I would really push for tokens and coins, including LSDs. I got a bit of flack for it as a double spend on Amp Whale or B Whale. But the reason I said them is because they're two of our deepest pools on Migaloo. And every other chain that's going to restake, every other thing is, they are going to take an LSD from their chain and restake that. They're not going to do this crazy stuff that we're doing, where we can list any token, which is insane. But that's what they're going to do initially. And I think that will just, improve liquidity. Once we get to a point where people can easily swap in and out of tokens, Restake gets more and more powerful because, as I say, it's all about how do you compound that whale? What do you do with it? How do you get it back into the protocol as simply and quickly as possible? And that's the angle I've taken. Now, that's just my opinion. But the reason I've been so heated is because I am super excited about it. And it's smashing jobs. That bribe market sounds incredible as well. So Sebastian's right. Keep your eye on Restake. Like, I know it's on Osmosis at the minute. Keep your eye on it. Again, liquidity is a bit thin on Osmosis for Restake, but we're going to deal with that in the future as well, probably after the airdrops and stuff. But, it's going well as far as I'm concerned. But that's just my that's my two cents.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So in regards to restake liquidity, because it is a bit thin, once we get through all of the airdrops and whatnot, we will put more liquidity in the pool. We may, Migaloo Foundation may put just everything we have left into the pool or a big chunk of it or whatever. We really, you know, Migaloo Foundation doesn't really need to gauge vote, right? And I'm making it a point to kind of step back and let the community lead this, let them, you know, do, you know, grab the levers, right, and pull the levers and do whatever, whatever they wish to do. So we don't really need huge gauge voting power, right? So I think we will go mostly liquidity with the foundation restake, but that'll be after we get through the airdrops and whatnot. The other point that I think you made, which I would emphasize, and I think it's very important, and I've tweeted this, I've said this recently, I will say it again here. I think that restake, my opinion, this is my opinion, I'm biased, obviously, but I think that it makes us the undisputed leader in restaking, at least in Cosmos, at least in the Cosmos, right? There's there's nothing else like this that I know of. It's innovative. It empowers other projects. This is cutting edge restaking stuff, you know, and restaking, it's supposed to be one of the driving narratives of this cycle, right? You know, so take that for what it's worth. But I firmly believe, and I will, you know, that is an open challenge, right? I will wait. Somebody please tell me, you know, somebody else that's doing anything that compares to this or anything more innovative this in the realm of restaking, right? In the narrative of restaking. I don't care, you know, whatever your $1 billion, you know, VC chain is or whatever, that's marketing and fundraising off of restaking and all this. You know, I don't care. Somebody show me a product, right? A product or something in development or something that's being worked on that's like this, right? There may be out there. I'm not aware of them, right? I'm not aware of them. So I'm going to say it. I'm going to claim it. We're the leader in restaking, at least on Cosmos, you know. I'm open for that to be challenged. I'm just open for it to be challenged. But in any case, that's that. All right. Anything else on restake? If not, we'll move on. Ninja, anything? Good. We're good. Okay. All right. Let's pivot to mad scientists. Okay. And mad scientists are still cooking. They're still hot. Still hot as can be. I know that there's some tweets going around encouraging everybody to keep your mad scientists or migrate your mad scientists back to Osmosis, right? And I think that's worth noting and worth saying here. Unless you specifically want to market and sell your mad scientist on Stargaze, on the Stargaze desk, there's really no reason to move it off, right? If you want to, if you want to list it on Stargaze and sell it on Stargaze, then that's fine. And that's your business. But that would be the only legitimate reason why I would say it's okay to move it off of Osmosis. You know, we know there are airdrops coming, right? For mad scientists. We know that there's staking coming, right? And staking rewards, Biosmo staking rewards from the Gravedigger, all of those snapshots, you know, we do snapshots a lot for airdrops. It's double the work to do them on, you know, the more chains you have to snapshot, the more work it is, right? Those snapshots are going to be on Osmosis. Okay. So I want to be clear, JG, you can back me up on this. And by the way, if you want to list your mad scientist, you know, list it. You can list it on the Necropolis, right? And trade it in Osmo, right? So there's always that. But you know, again, I would by default, I would hold your mad scientist on Osmosis. Any comment on that, JG?
Yeah, for sure. So you know, there's a couple other things that I think people might not, because, you know, our system is a little more complicated. Like Miguel Lunacek said, like some of the stuff that we do, all of us here, is a little bit more complicated. We're down in the rabbit hole. But when you shop at the Necropolis and you post a sale at the Necropolis, when we have new people coming in, we are accepting the base asset and converting it into BOSMO for you. Because one of the things that I've noticed, NFT degens have a lot of dead capital. They're sitting on their base assets waiting to buy a JPEG. Why are they not auto compounding while they are waiting to buy their JPEG? Why are they not earning APY while they're doing their NFT shopping? So this model inherently is empowering NFT degens. We are putting money in their pocket while they're shopping. We are encouraging DeFi activities and strategies. This is where the next layer of education is going to come in as we get these new users, which will come in. When Bitcoin's at 80,000, I promise you, everybody's going to be, you know? So we want to get them in a good system where they're earning money and they don't even know it. They're like, oh shit, like we're earning money being NFT degens. Like, what? That's different, right? So I think it's really important to also note that the Migaloo whales have been selling way more than any other collection, like by far, right? So I'm pretty sure, let me double check, but I think the total volume is like, I know we broke 3.5 million on the whales, which is pretty powerful. You know, I mean, the whale collection is, you know, fastly approaching the grant allocation that Backbone had. That's a pretty wild metric. You know what I mean? Like, so people are catching on to the system. We just got to stay consistent. Our messaging needs to stay consistent. And this is like one thing that this community has done good. Like, excellent. You know, we've consistently every week, day in, day out for the last year, rain, shine, pretty much no matter what, we're here, we're hammering these messages home. But like, I need help. I need the community's help. If you are, you know, a Backbone ecosystem participant and you enjoy staking yield reward from your NFTs, like you guys technically are third party, you know, representatives of Backbone. Like, this is for you. We don't take anything out of the system. We need you guys to help spread the word. Why are we sitting on dead capital? Why are we not supporting the Necropolis? The Necropolis gives everything back to us. So I can't do it by myself. You know, it's hard to get this message across clearly. It's a lot to, it's not a two sentence message. That's why, you know, I don't know how to make the two sentence tagline. But, you know, everything. Oh, so here's the other thing. So contracts have been rewritten for the marketplace. Those are getting ready for audit quotes. Contract is already in audit for the minter. With the secret snippet, and we're getting ready to do a V2 of NFT switch. So there's a lot of stuff that's happening. All of this is going to be done in May. Like, the audits will be done. They'll be integrated. I mean, everything's marching along. Sol's getting ready to come out. Oh, by the way, Archway, they reached out to us. We're going to be doing an Archway Gravedigger and Gravedigger collection. They are a bunch of great builders. They want White Whale Dex to come follow. So I talked to them about that. They're like, yeah, let's do that. And I told them the whole plan, how we did it on Osmosis. They're like, we want the whole thing. I was like, all right, so let's get the whole thing going. Right? There's a lot of stuff happening. The sale program and sale partners bring a lot to the table, and other chains are waking up to it. That's really what's occurring right now.
Yeah, I didn't realize you were going to spill that tea, JG, but that now that you have, that's fine. I actually met with Archway yesterday. They are interested in kind of the whole sale package, you know, our DEX, NFT collections, LSTs, right? All of that stuff. So we're in talks. I think what needs to be said is this. Mad Scientist was a smash hit. It was a smash success, and it's not done yet. It's not done running yet by any means. It's just getting started. But we are getting calls. JG is getting calls. I'm getting calls and requests to, hey, do this, come do this over on our chain. We want that. We like what you did with Mad Scientist. Come do it. You know, over here. And these are big chains, right? Archway, okay, they're, you know, they're decent. There's bigger ones that are asking, right? You know, so the bottom line is we're gonna take the show on the road. right? We have the infrastructure built to do so, right? We have the roads and the DEXs and the bridges in place to do so. The model works. The model is exciting. The next one is going to be a banger. It's going to be, you know, the Galactic Syndicate. They're here. They want to come up. You guys are welcome to come up, right? Their first collection was a banger. Their next collection is going to be a banger. Injective's got a very powerful community, right? You know, with this token mint model and price discovery model, it's just going to be a banger, right? It's going to be a banger. And that all is fuel and firepower for our entire ecosystem, for everybody, right? From the Galactic Miners to JG and Backbone and the Gravediggers to the White Whale DEXs and volumes and pools and TVLs, you know, and we're baking into the cake direct buy pressure for Whale on these, right? When we, you know, the more we do with the raises and things like that. So, you know, this is all fuel for the engine, right? So Injective is next. There are other ones, you know, the phone is ringing and it's kind of like, okay, where do we want to go after that with this model? So it's very exciting. You know, it's very exciting. It has legs. We certainly don't want to abuse, like we don't want to be dropping collections, right? If it gets stale, right? This way, they all have to be bangers, right? They all got to be bangers and they got to have the fire on them, right? Which certainly Galactic Syndicate does, you know? So, you know, there's a lot of people out there, I think, that missed Mad Scientist, right? That didn't get in early or didn't do the stream swap, you know, that faded. If they faded Mad Scientist, they're not going to fade. They're not going to fade the syndicate, right? So I think there's we'll see a lot of that. So anyways, that was a lot. I don't know, JG, anything else to share?
Bro, you're spot on. I'm super excited for the Injective launch. You know, Fox has been killing it. I mean, he's one of the best digital artists that I've seen in my career doing this, to be honest. And that's, I'm not like blowing any smoke, right? Like the art is, I'm a utility guy and I'm like, damn, this shit is fucking fire, right? So if that's happening, that's a great collection. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm really excited for this. We got the inroad over there. We're talking with the core team. We're making partnerships. We're laying the groundwork now to get this token generating event happening in the end of May, mint happening in the end of May, and everything rolling, right? So that's our plan. That's our goal. I really think that these timelines are much easier for me to give now that we have the indexers on everything. Essentially, we're essentially indexing everything, right? That's what is occurring. But because of that infrastructure, we are now able to move horizontally quickly, and I'm excited for what we got to come. I can't believe what our group of, like, I don't want to say ragtag, but a year ago we were ragtag. We were like, fuck, let's try to figure this out together. Now it's like a whole different ballgame. Now it's organized. Now it's people seeing the value that we bring together as project working together. There is a much larger value metric than going it on your own. And you know, this is that Wagme spirit. That's why I love Migaloop, right? To me, this is like the most Wagme spot. That's my opinion.
We love you too, JG. You fit right in like a glove. All right, one more thing to say about Mad Scientists. So there is an update with the lab liquidity deal that we're running through SailDAO. So here's the latest, and this is hot off the press, and I will update the forum discussion as well shortly. But we're gonna restructure it. We have a plan. Notional is not moving forward with the deal, okay? And the reason being is due to market conditions recently, like even since we put the deal up, the discussion up, you know, they just had to go another way with their tokens, with their lab tokens. The good news, that the bullish news in this regard is that, you know, Notional, I think they held like 5% or something of the supply. They no longer do, okay, whether through selling or minting or whatever. I don't want to get into their business, but they had to, you know, offload, or they chose to offload most of their lab tokens So the fact that entity is out there not holding, you know, a huge chunk of the supply is actually bullish for LAB, to be honest with you. But they had they went another way with their tokens. That being said, here is the plan moving forward. So we're going to pivot Backbone. You know, they're going to be they're going to reclaim the unclaimed from the airdrop, the unclaimed LAB from the airdrop. They have kind of a bucket there. And then I'm also reaching out to the Rec Gang side and to see if they have any spare. They were going to commit, right, 169 to an airdrop anyways. But basically, we're going to pull a liquidity deal together with at least Backbone Labs, if not Backbone and the other side, the Rec Gang side. And we will be able to inject liquidity into the LAB Osmo pool that way. So that is the plan moving forward. I still am a believer that we need more liquidity in that pool. And by the way, from the Mad Scientist launch, there were a few things that we learned. It was a smashing success. However, it wasn't perfect, right? So now that we're kind of taking that model and replicating it, we know tweaks, right? We know what tweaks need to be made. We've debriefed. One thing is we need to set aside a little more for liquidity, right? There's so much demand and the model is so cool. You got to put a little bit more in the pool. Let people buy the tokens out of the pool. Right. That's one of the things that we're going to adjust moving forward here. You know, and by the way, that's something that is yet to be seen. I think that, I think that something like almost 65% of the mad scientists have been minted. Right. I'm pushing that. So there's roughly 35% left. Eventually, what's going to happen is, the only way to mint a mad scientist is to get tokens out of that pool. That's going to be, that's what's going to happen eventually, right? And the only way to, so you're going to have to put Osmo into that pool to take LAB out to be able to mint a mad scientist, right? That's going to be that's where this ends. Is there's a limited supply of LAB in that pool. And the only way to get it is to put Osmo in and drive the price of LAB up. It all funnels that way, right? It's almost like a game of diamond hands, right? It's almost like a game of who has the strongest diamond hands. It's a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun. And, but that's where it's headed. Right. So anyways, that is the update is in regards to liquidity for LAB. All right. Anything else? Mayor, do you have something? I see you're up here. Do you have something on Mad Scientists?
Yeah. I wanted to just say, I think the Rarity Sniper is out. So if you're in the Discord, the Mad Scientist Discord, you can go and that webpage, that Rarity Sniper shows all of them. You can look at them and see if there's something, a trait that you're specifically interested in. And then also to move a mad scientist off of Stargaze, it's not hard at all. There's a button called withdraw right below auction. And that's how you can move it from Stargaze back to Osmosis. If you purchased one on Stargaze and you want to send it back to Osmosis.
Yep. Good point. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. Those are the updates in regards to Mad Scientists, NFTs, all that fun kind of stuff. Moving on, another update. So this on Tuesday, a GovProp passed to restructure the Ginkgo grant. So we did pause the Ginkgo grant and we claimed back what was unvested, a little over 4 million whale. And we are awaiting a discussion from them. We still haven't heard from them, but we are willing at least to have a discussion about meeting the milestones that were proposed in the original grant, and kind of doing sort of milestone-based releasing of the remaining grant, assuming those milestones are met and shipped correctly, right? That being said, if they choose not to move forward, then I believe believe for what they've built and what they shipped, what they received now, I believe is fair. I believe it's fair for everybody. So the ball is kind of in their court on that. I want to emphasize they did ship a working product. They did ship their V1. So it's not, there's nothing, there's nothing bad to say about that, right? They ship their V1 product. It does work. It works the way it was coded to work and everything like that. The issue is there was a lot more that was promised and committed to for a lot of whale, right? Their grant was 7.5 million whale, which is a lot. And we haven't seen the progress that we were looking to see in a healthy time frame, and we haven't heard the communication that we were looking for from them. So grant pause. That's the great thing about these grants having a clawback and having a pause mechanism on them, is we can pause and it's not just sunk capital, right? So the grant's been paused. If they want to come to the table and discuss milestone releasing the balance of it, we're happy to do that. In any case, us have, it's stopping the vesting and us taking back the remaining whale is a very healthy move for our ecosystem, right? Another comment I will say about that, and just this is kind of a bigger picture, is with our grants, if you look at in total the grants we made for grants are hard, right? Grants are, and a lot of ecosystems have been burnt and even almost capsized by bad grants, right? I remember the Juno Loop grant where they gave Loop $1 million, you could think of other examples as well. They're notorious for being grifted and rugged and all these other things. I will say is that we have been quite successful, I think, in our grant program, right? If you look at Backbone Labs, if you look at Aris, if you look at Shark, right? We have a very high hit rate. We have a very high hit rate, and we have they have brought a lot and bolstered our ecosystem quite a bit. They're not all going to be winners. And I'm not even writing Ginkgo off as a loser. I'm not saying that, so don't hear that. I'm just saying that all in all, we have a high hit rate for our grants, and you got to look at it that way, right? Not every single one is going to be a home run, but all in all, we've done pretty well fostering those grants, cultivating, keeping the teams accountable, and the teams have shipped. The teams have shipped by and large. So the fact that we had to kind of hit pause on one of them, out of the batch of five or whatever that we released, I think in the big picture it's pretty good, So just to give you some perspective, right? Just to give everybody some perspective on it. All right. That's any comments on that? Anybody have any comments or questions or anything on that? Okay. All right. Next thing that I will bring up is I want to talk about the quote unquote super app, right? Which I'm going to brand we're going to brand Migaloo Command, right? So we are currently testing Migaloo Command internally right now. It's coming along, and I believe that it will be a game changer for us in the sense of we desperately need a simplified user experience. We've talked about this all year. We need to make using and navigating our ecosystem simpler. We tend to right curve things, right? We tend to make them overcomplicated and assume too much of the user. And unless you are an expert in Migaloo, you really don't know how to navigate our ecosystem. That is our, and I own that. It's our fault. We recognize it, and we're working on it. So I think that Migaloo Command will do wonders in alleviating that and making it easier and more fun, frankly, and cleaner to navigate our ecosystem. Okay, we do want to add in the we're gonna take our time on this, because I want it to be perfect, right? I don't want to drop some crappy products. A first impression is important. It needs to be a banger when it drops. It just needs to. So it's going to take what it takes. but we're getting there, right? But the timing isn't as much important as this thing needs to. It needs to be a banger, right? It needs to drop and everybody be like, wow, this is slick, right? That's what we're going for. We are going to include, so this is a little bit more design and production into it, but we're going to include an interface for restaking, right? For restake DAO, right? So for voting on the gate, from everything to, you know, staking to those restaking assets, but also to voting with your restake, to staking your restake and voting with your restake. We're going to kind of consolidate and put all of that in one place. Right now, you have to, you know, stake your restake on DAO, then go to Eris to vote on the gauges, right? And again, it's our MO where it's just complicated. You know, it's complicated to use, and it's you have to, you know, you got to be a crypto expert to know how to do it. So we're gonna distill all of that into one place and include it into Migaloo Command, into the V1 version of it. Right. So that being said, you know, this is our top priority, right? This is our top priority at Migaloo Foundation. It's in my opinion, it's a key, right? It's a key, and I think it's going to take it really to the next level. It's going to take our ecosystem to the next level. I truly believe that. But we want to get it right. We want to do it right. So we're grinding on that. We're grinding on that right now. Also, what I will say is this, and I'm kind of floating this out there, and I'm not 100% on it yet, but I'm strongly considering it, and I'm open to everybody's feedback. But with the release of Migaloo Command, I am thinking of doing a rebrand, right? An ecosystem rebrand, right? Or like, I think you can call it maybe a soft rebrand, but basically migrating everything but the DEX, right? White Whale DEX is still White Whale, but migrating everything else over to the brand Migaloo. Okay, so our main Twitter account becomes Migaloo, right? Basically everything, you know, our ecosystem, our chain, everything branding, everything marketing becomes Migaloo, right? And the DEX is just it's White Whale DEX, which is an application on Migaloo chain. I think there's been a little bit of confusion, right? And here's the deal, you know, we White Whale, the brand, has it has a checkered past, to say the least. We have baggage from Terra, but we also have history and heritage there that we're proud of, right? So there's kind of a good and a bad. So the reason why I'm pushing this rebrand is to, one, totally shed the baggage of the past, right? I mean, I've talked to people, I've talked to investors, I've talked to potential buyers that were hesitant about doing anything with White Whale because of the stigma that we were on Terra, right? And there's baggage there, right? There's it's, you know, I get it, right? They just don't want to touch anything that was ever close to Terra, right? That being said, you know, we're proud of our history. We're proud of what we built on Terra and what we did on Terra. We don't have anything to hide from it. I think it's kind of bittersweet, but I also do think that it would be worth, we're kind of entering a new era. We're becoming our own thing. So I think it would be good to kind of shed that skin, you know, embrace the Migaloo brand. We just have White Whale as our DEX, right? So again, that's the idea. And this would be, you know, to time this with Migaloo Command, with the drop of Migaloo Command, which is basically an entire new interface for our ecosystem. I think the timing works, right? It would be an appropriate time to do that. It's a fresh start, fresh brand, fresh, you know, UX, right? All of that stuff at once, right? So that's kind of the idea. Again, throwing it out there, letting you guys know, not 100%, but it's something I'm thinking about. JG, sir, tell me your opinion.
Okay. So first of all, I love the idea 100%. I think you're right on every metric. If I could, I would venture to do a full rebrand. Some people have a hard time even understanding what Amigaloo is, right? And I have to explain it every fucking time. I would rather just be called Atlantis Chain or something that nobody has to explain. Since we're lowering the barrier of entry and understanding, let's go all the way, right? Like, it's a literal thing that I have to explain. Every time I'm like, yeah, go to Amigaloo, they're like, what's that? I'm like, fuck, I got to explain what a white whale is every goddamn time. Let's switch this whole thing up. I think it's a great idea. I really do. I think it will bring in, like you said, it will change. It will change the image. You know, I think it's a great idea.
I mean, that's fair, and I think it's worth considering. You know, I'm open to that. I'm open to a full rebrand. I'll say this. There's a part of me that wants to maintain some kind of connection. Some kind of tie to our history, right? Rather than a total different theme, total different, you know, kind of, you know, no connection, no even tie, you know. So there's a part of me that wants to maintain some kind of tie to the history. But again, I'm open, right? I'm open. If JG, you could come up with a killer brand, I'm all ears. Right.
Hey, how about we call it Moby, like Moby Dick, Moby Chain? I don't know, something that's a great white whale, right? Let's call it Moby. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of something that we don't have to always explain to the new people.
Sure.
Because it's a new concept. I didn't even know there's only one whale called Amigaloo, and it is an albino whale. It's a singular whale. It's famous, right? Like, there's one whale. That's amazing.
Yeah, and you know, I don't necessarily want to rename the token. That's a pain in the ass, right? You know, so I want the token to stay whale, right? So, you know, the brand should be whale themed. You know, I don't know. Maybe we'll do like community polls, or maybe some kind of contest or something like that.
No, let's make engagement out of it. 100%. That's a great idea. Yeah, let's get the community engagement, because that's right. That's priceless. That's priceless right there. Let's get that happening. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, in any case, that's kind of where I'm at. I think we could use, we have so much cool stuff. You know, I don't know that we need right now. I don't know that we need to build any more innovative products. I don't know that our coders and our devs need to go spit out some more, you know, than the next crazy innovate. Like, we have it. We have cool infrastructure built. We have cool toys to play with. You know, I think what we need polished, one is UX, right? And then on the marketing level and the branding level and kind of getting it out there, right? Getting it out there. So that, again, that's where we're at right now. Nothing is certain. Suggestion box is open, right? But I'm just sharing with you guys where we're at.
I think it's exciting. It's good.
Yep, for sure. Cool. That, you know, that pretty much covers my list. You know, we could, I mean, CENTCOM's not here to talk, to get more into the technical updates. You know, we have V2 contracts that are just about done. You know, that things are moving along fine on that end. But, you know, I don't know that we need to get into that stuff too much. But that pretty much covers my updates. So if we want, we can open up the floor. You know, any projects? We got Shark here, right? Any community members? Anybody has questions, comments, idea, brand ideas, right? The floor is open. Come on up. I see Shark is up. What do you guys got for us today, sir? Welcome.
Hello, guys. First of all, I just want to say I think like a rebrand, not a rebrand, but what you're doing is a good idea, because like White Whale has been what Amigaloo should have been, right? Like, you have a white, yeah, anyway, I completely agree. Regarding Shark Protocol, I just want to say that we still have the trading competition open. 150K Shark is at the line, 25 prices. So you don't even have to be in the top five of the different time frames to be eligible for a prize. There will be five random players winning prizes as well. Otherwise, it's the top five on each time frame that will win. Then I can just hint that RackBet version 4 has begun testing on Osmo mainnet, so very slowly. And oh boy, that is just yeah, you're gonna have some fun, guys. That is so teaching, so fun. 50x is here, 100x is there. Yeah, it's nice. Better than meme coins.
Excellent, sir. Appreciate the updates. If you guys haven't tried Shark Protocol yet, would encourage you to do it. It's fun. It's a good time. You know, it's fun. It's fun time.
It's free money if you're good at predicting price movements.
Yeah.
Sharkprotocol.bet and just get free money if you're good at it. If you're not good at it, then the Sharks data shakers, Stakers gets free money. And that could be you as well.
Yes, sir. All right. Anybody else? Community members, floor is open.
Oh, shit, I forgot something. Sorry, Sebastian.
No, go for it.
I just want to say, JG, that the mad scientist holders is going to get snapshotted for our whitelist for the most innovative collection coming to Stargaze very soon. So completely new features never seen before on Stargaze is going to be there. And other nice stuff.
Well, you know, one good turn deserves another, and I promise you guys some Sin tokens, so that will be coming.
Bro, we already shook hands on that, so we're good. You don't have to mention it. We got it. It's all good, man.
Appreciate it.
Does it matter, Bruce, if the mad scientist is on Osmosis, or does I think?
I don't know, bro. To be honest, I don't know, but I just migrated both of my scientists back to Osmo.
Keep them on Osmosis, just to be safe. Keep them on Osmosis.
I like that. Just keep them on Osmosis because I think, as Sebastian alluded to, when people are going to do snapshots, it's a lot easier just to do one on one chain.
Also, it's like very normal when you do snapshots for an NFT collection that you don't include the ones that are listed, right? And the reason why people have them on Stargaze, I think, is to list them. So, like, it has a very deep cultural rooted sense and meaning.
Hey, but remember, the whole point of this journey for us was to start to get the trading happening on Osmosis. Like, for everybody who's minting a mad scientist, they're missing the forest. We're looking at the tree like, oh, we're just going to go sell over here. No, the point is that if you are loyal to Osmosis and you want to build an Osmosis community, that is what this is for. The infrastructure is here. We trade here. We encourage other people to trade there, just like the whale community is supposed to be encouraging people to trade on Igloo, and just like the skeleton community is supposed to encourage people to trade on Terra, right? Like, this is the goal. These are the apex communities. And if they don't see it, I mean, this is not a Stargaze project. This was an Osmosis Gravedigger mint. And if you don't want to trade on Necropolis, then you are literally, you know, shorting your own APY. You are literally taking money out of your own pocket if you are a holder of your own. It's crazy.
I'm getting a question here. How do we move it back to Osmosis? And I think we should go over that real quick. Just a comment. I think JG, obviously you're passionate about it. And I think it's, it needs to be said, right? Like, there is an intangible aspect to NFTs. NFTs, they galvanize communities, right? They strengthen communities and shore up communities. That's something that's just kind of a power that NFTs have. Right. So mad scientist being the first NFT collection on Osmosis and being a banger and just perfectly capturing the vibe of Osmosis, right? And Osmosis being such a strong and broad community, right? We're all in a sense part of the Osmo community, right? I think they have the broadest community in Cosmos for sure, and growing, to be fair. So it's important that this collection is known as an Osmosis collection, that it's branded as an Osmosis. If everybody just takes their NFT and ships it over to Stargaze and keeps it there for no reason, really, because that's where their other NFTs live, it sort of takes away from that a little bit. Now, not much, right? Not much. You can't steal. It is an Osmo collection. It lives on Osmosis, but you know, you see the point, right? You see the point that's being made here. All right, JG, could you just real quick, for those who are asking and wondering, how do you migrate your mad scientist back to Osmosis?
Hey, that's a really good question, because I've never migrated to Stars, so I don't know.
You're the wrong.
No, but from, from what I understand, there's a link on a bridge somewhere on their site. That's what I've been told. But I haven't.
Does anybody? I haven't migrated either. Does anybody know?
It's easy. If you just click on, if you're looking at like the NFT, if you're holding the NFT, there's four buttons. One says transfer, one says withdraw, it's the one on the bottom right that says withdraw, and all you have to do is click withdraw, and a little pop-up box says, you know, you are moving this NFT off chain. I think it actually said, I just did it. I should have screenshotted it, but it's, you have to click on the NFT in your wallet and actually hit that withdraw button.
All right.
Stargaze. I can screenshot it or something. Yeah.
There it is. Maybe if somebody tweets it or something, then we could, you know, Backbone can retweet it and we can get it out there. Cause that's been the narrative. You've seen a lot of tweets about keeping it on Osmosis lately, and snapshots are coming, right? Snapshots.
Hey,
are coming.
I wanted to say one thing just so everybody knows, there's almost 1,000 B Osmo already collected in that pool for rewards. That's going to be the first release. If people have two or more and they're not for sale and they're on Osmosis, they're in the car. If you're on Stargaze or you're paper handed, you're not in the car. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, well, no, it's good. If I think people don't understand that, JG, so it's good. It's just good to clarify it, right? It's good to clarify. Go ahead. Did somebody else have something?
Yeah, that's me, Ponzi. So one more thing on the mad scientist. I don't know if you guys have seen it. I'll tweet it out later today or maybe tomorrow. There's actually an ETH layer 2, a new ETH layer 2 coming up, which is called Mitosis. And if you have a mad scientist, you can claim a special role in the Discord for the mad scientist, and that will potentially get you an airdrop. So, and these, remember, these layer 2s are launching usually in the billions in valuation terms. So that could be a really juicy airdrop for mad scientists. So I'll put, like I said, a tweet out later today or maybe tomorrow, where we'll explain how to claim the role and stuff. So that's a really cool one as well.
I've seen people claiming 15 mitosis tokens for already doing that. So I don't know if it's a base claim of 15 or if it's weighted or not, but 15 might be worth a lot. He's right. So
they already launched a token? I didn't even know. Okay. Now I'll look into it.
Awesome. All right. Anybody else from the community? Floor is open. Any questions? Any comments? Now is your time. Speak now or forever hold your peace. Or at least hold your peace till next Thursday. All right. If there's no questions, I will. I'll give some closing remarks. I know, guys, that the market is tough. I get it. I'm right there with you. I feel it as much as anybody. These last couple few months, that, you know, they've been a grind down. And it wears on you, you know, it wears on you. And I honestly think these calls, we did this all throughout the bear. We did these calls and I come out of it encouraged, right? We go through, you know, I kind of remind myself of all the stuff we got going on. So I almost encourage myself, right? But they're meant to keep everybody encouraged, right? To be transparent about what we're doing, to make sure you guys are very informed. I think one thing we do that I take pride in is we keep our community very informed, right? We're open, we're transparent. We go the extra mile in letting you guys know what we're working on, what we're focusing on, what, you know, every single week, right? Every single week. But it's also encouraging to hear, right? It's encouraging to get these updates and to hear what the team's doing, what the devs, you know, are the devs doing something, right? Well, the devs are doing stuff, you know, a restake DAO is super hot, you know, it's, and it's, you know, that's going to continue to build and momentum's going to continue to build. We're pouring into it. We're working on a broad market. We're taking these NFT, this NFT mad scientist token model on the road. The next one's going to be Injective. The pool's going to live on White Whale's Injective DEX. There's going to be airdrops and all of that fun stuff tied to that launch and that mint. We also have other chains banging down our door for us to do something similar on their chain. So we're taking the mad scientist model on the road, right? That's another very exciting thing. We're working very hard in closing in on Migaloo Command, which could also coincide with an entire rebrand for our chain, just to give us a fresh start and a fresh kind of marketing blast, right? You know, all that on top of stuff on the back end, right? The V2 contracts and the boring technical stuff, right? That keeps the wheels turning, but nobody really, very, very few people actually care about, right? But you know, that being said, again, I said this at the beginning of the call, you know, sentiment feels to me just like last late summer, early fall, when Whale was below a penny, you know, people are capitulating, you know, it just feels like that, right? And it's really tough. It's heavy. It's hard. But if you were to, you know, it presents a great buying opportunity. It presents a great opportunity to scoop up some Whale, you know. Again, that's not financial advice, you know, but looking back, that's what that was. It was a great opportunity for anybody that took advantage of it. You know, we're currently trading at an 8.5 million market cap, right? For everything that our ecosystem has going on. Like I said, we are the undisputed leaders in restaking. We're leading restaking across the board. You know, Terra is not anymore anyways. You know, they're just not. They got their legal problems and that stuff going on. They were a huge help and boost for us. But they're not innovating the restaking space like we are currently. They're a $400 million market cap, right? To our $8 million market. They're 50x us in market cap, right? You know, there's other chains that are in the billions that aren't doing what we're doing as far as innovating and building and specifically in the restaking space. You know, so I just don't know. I don't know what else to say about that, right? But people ask me why all the time. Why? You know, why is our market cap so low? I really don't know. I have some theories. You know, we don't have real backers, right? Our VCs all, you know, they either got washed out in the Terra crash or they dipped out capitulated sometime after. So we don't really have big VC backers, you know, but I in a way take that as a good thing. You know, there's no more VCs left to dump on you, right? Or control the project or extract that or do the stuff that they do, right? There's just us, right? There's just us here. You know, that's one theory. I really don't know, guys. I really don't know why we're valued where we are. All I can say is that with all my heart, I believe we're a hidden gem. You know, we're just a hidden gem. And in the meantime, right, while we're holding our bags, if you've taken the time and you learned how to use your Whale, whether it's restaking it on our DEXs, right, you know, the bonding to our DEXs where that earns you an additional 60%, or Alliance staking it on Terra, you know, 55%, you know, we're printing, right? If while we wait, we are printing, while we're waiting for this market to see us and recognize us and put respect on our name, you should be printing. If you're not, figure out how to print, figure out how to bond to Osmosis DEX, restake to Terra, you know, do something with your Whale because it can work for you and it can print for you. JG, sir, what do you got?
Well, you know, I just wanted to say, you know, you highlighted that we're like, you know, miles ahead in the restaking game. But I would venture to say that, you know, we are also miles ahead in the LST game. I would say Aeris and Backbone both have more unique LST models than every other model in the cosmos. I would also venture to say that, you know, just NFTs, let's just say NFTs, not just, you know, because I think we have an interesting LST model. And Aeris's LST model is interesting. Everything that they're doing with these hyper vaults and these hyper auto compounds on top of like the, you know, with the T assets, This is like groundbreaking stuff. Other chains are still catching up. And you know what? We're going to hit an objective. We're going to do the experiment there. We're going to keep hitting these other chains, or we're going to keep spreading our message. And I guarantee you, they're going to fucking wake up. Promising.
Yeah, I thank you for saying that. It's a great point. You know, we're also leading I in a lot of ways with our LSTs and our innovation, right? Like one thing we've done, we've talked about this before, is we have given use cases, we've given utility for our LSTs. A lot of the big LSTs, there's nothing you could do with them. They're just a liquid token, right? You might as well stake, you know, they're just a liquid token that you hold that gets your interest, your staking interest. We've given, through restaking, we've given utility to these LSTs where you actually restake them to the DEX, or you restake them on another chain, and they work for you. Right. So you are right. We are on the bleeding edge of LSTs and NFTs and all kinds of stuff, you know, all kinds of stuff. So, you know, Whale Migaloo, right, is a fun place to be. We got a great community. Right. I thank all you guys. I love you guys. We're going to make it. We're just going to make it. We're not quitting until we make it. We're going to keep innovating. We're going to keep building cool stuff. Going to keep improving our UX. And we're going to freaking make it, right? That's what I'll say. So hang in there, right? Hang in there. I know it's tough. I know the bleed's tough. We're going to get through this, and we're going to make it.
Hey, can I say one more thing? Check this out. I know everyone's like feeling shaky right now, but like, think about where we all just came from. We all just came from nothing. We don't have nothing today. We are, you know, an undervalued chain. We all know we're undervalued. So don't be discouraged right now. This is like the time just to dig in, double down, because we know then what's going to happen in the next 6 months. Barring some crazy world catastrophe, these next 6 months to a year are going to be wild. So, you know, this is why it's really important that we do this spread right now. I'm almost grateful for this downturn. You know what? Let people keep fucking not paying attention to us. Let us keep expanding our model and see what happens in a year when everything is on the rip again. I promise you, I'm telling you, I can see it so clear. Like, they don't even... I love being the dark horse. Keep underestimating us. Watch what happens.
That's right. Keep fading us.
Hey, real quick, JG, I had a question. I see that the Backbone Labs got a landing page upgrade, and I see the numbers on there for total bonded. Those are in the Gravedigger, right? It looks nice. I like the look of it. It looks clean.
Yeah, that's actually the assets that the Gravediggers are managing, are those figures on the landing page. And the landing page actually is just a super V1 basic landing page. You should see all the crazy idea Octane. He has amazing ideas to show these different value metrics, because, you know, now we can display the token pool of the lab, unminted dynamic. We can display the, you know, the floor price of these Gravedigger collections. We can display the value in the Gravedigger. All of a sudden, Backbone has three huge value metrics that we're contributing to any chain that we go to. Right, so it's really interesting.
And then the bonded ratio on the right, is that the total bonded ratio for like Terra and Migaloo?
Yeah, those are the chain bonded ratios, so that you can see like how much of the chain inflation is actually going.
Yeah, there's 56.2% bonded on Migaloo. Like Wawa has a lower bonding ratio. So I like it. That looks clean. And I'm really impressed with what you guys are doing. Once again, on just, you know, hanging in there, I think from some of the analysts that I've been following, it's this post-halving is a reaccumulation phase for Bitcoin. And so usually this is very common to see these 20% retracements with Bitcoins. Very, very familiar with what happened after the last halving. So I agree with you guys. Like, don't get shaken out right here, because this is where, you know, let's just say Bitcoin goes down to 51K or 50K. A lot of people get shaken out down there. And then that's when Bitcoin goes on. It's in the past, historically, has tend to go on its historical run right after this. It's called the reaccumulation phase after the halving. So,
yep. Hang in there for sure. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate you. Have a good weekend. We'll do this again next week. You know where we'll be. LFG, guys. LFG.
LFG. Stay safe out there. Don't click on funky links. Take care.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds finds a treasure under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ants dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known a politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality, stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lay stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality, stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.